Our news in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama heads to a resort in Northern Ireland for the G8 meeting with representatives of other major powers today. Ahead of that, he challenged students and adults gathered at Belfast's Waterfront Hall to maintain the 15-year peace among Catholics and Protestants hard won after decades of violence.
It's about attitudes. It's about a sense of empathy. It's about breaking down the divisions that we create for ourselves in our own minds.
The president there saying ultimately it's up to individuals, not politicians. Mr. Obama says the Northern Ireland peace is an example to other people worldwide, and maintaining it will set a valuable continuing example.
It will be good for this entire island. It will be good for the United Kingdom. It will be good for Europe. It will be good for the world.
NPR's Craig Windham reports that after the first session of the G8 meeting, Mr. Obama will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and they'll discuss a country where peace has been elusive for more than 3 years, Syria. The U.S. plans to send arms to rebels there, and Russia disapproves.
Russia is an important ally of Syria's leader, but Rhodes says Obama will look for common ground in defusing the Syrian crisis.
It's in Russia's interest to join us in applying pressure on Bashar al-Assad to come to the table in a way that relinquishes his power and his standing in Syria.
Rhodes says the U.S. and Russia are both concerned about the instability in Syria getting worse or spreading. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
And Craig referring there to spokesman Benjamin Rhodes. North Korea has proposed high-level talks with the U.S., saying that it wants to ease military tensions on the Korean Peninsula. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that U.S. officials say they are open to talks, but they're going to judge Pyongyang's seriousness on its actions, not its words.
After months of antagonism and threats of nuclear strikes, U.S. officials are taking the overture by North Korea with a grain of salt. Any talks that take place will have to be accompanied by action, they say, namely denuclearization. White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough was on CBS's Face the Nation. He said that until steps have been taken in that direction, nothing will change.
I will say that the bottom line is they're not going to be able to talk their way out of the very significant sanctions they're under now, sanctions that Russia supported, and very importantly, that China supported.
Those sanctions were stiffened after a nuclear weapons test by North Korea earlier this year. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
The trial of reputed gangster James Whitey Bulger continues in Boston today, with a former hitman who admits killing 20 people expected to take the stand. Bulger, who's 83 years old, is charged with participating in 19 murders and with extorting bookmakers, drug dealers, and other people running illegal businesses. At one time, he was an FBI informant. This is NPR News. The new athletic director at Rutgers University officially starts work today. NPR's Joel Rose reports Julie Herman has been a controversial choice even before starting the job.
Herman was hired to give Rutgers a fresh start after the New Jersey school fired men's basketball coach Mike Rice for verbally and physically abusing his players. But Herman brings some baggage of her own. She was at the center of a sex discrimination lawsuit when she was an athletic administrator at Louisville. And she's been accused of verbally abusing players when she was a coach at Tennessee, charges Herman denies. She defended herself at a press conference earlier this month.
I feel uniquely qualified to create a fantastic student care system because I know as a former coach how important that student care system is.
Herman says she's looking forward to the challenges of her new job, which will include guiding Rutgers as it joins the Big Ten Conference. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Some fire evacuees who'd been in the path of the Colorado Springs area wildfire are being allowed to return home. Firefighters say they've made major progress and that rain has helped. Still, they don't expect to have the fire fully contained until Thursday. It's about 65% contained at last report. Two people have died due to the fire, and it has destroyed at least 485 homes. Mexican officials say around 40,000 people are homeless after heavy rains near the border with the U.S. have brought massive flooding. One person is reported dead. The storm started Friday. Officials say that through Saturday, it dumped 60% of the rain normally seen in a full year over the city of Piedras Negras. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.